This is 90.1 WABE, the only place you can hear Mara's Music Mix with Mara Davis. I'm Steve Goss, and it's time again to get a heads up about Atlanta's coolest concerts for the weekend. Hey, Mara.
I'm happy to be here, Steve. So a lot of diverse shows this weekend, and also the show I have been waiting all year to see. We'll get to that in a little bit. But first, let's start off with some 80s icons, Def Leppard, Tesla, and REO Speedwagon. If you like 80s rock, will they do it all? Who do you think the headliner is in this threesome?
Well, I think it's probably Def Leppard.
It is indeed.
Although REO could have been.
I will say, REO Speedwagon, they put on a great show. I mean, think of all the hits they had. Roll with the Change, Time for Me to Fly. I mean, Keep Pushing. That's a deep cut for you, Steve.
Well, I can go deeper than that. 157 Riverside Avenue.
Ooh.
Okay? Because when I was in college, you know, these guys are from the University of Illinois, and I went to undergrad in Illinois, and they played college campuses back in the 70s all over the place. And they had this guy playing guitar who just died recently, Gary Richrath.
Yes, one of the original founding members of REO Speedwagon.
Phenomenal guitarist.
Yeah, yeah.
And, the band wasn't that good, I mean, vocally in those days, but to watch them perform instrumentally.
Yeah, rest in peace.
They were hot.
Also, Def Leppard, of course, defined heavy metal or 80s hair music on MTV with Photograph and Pour Some Sugar on Me. One of my favorite rock lyrics, this is so edgy. Do you want sugar, one lump or two? I mean, does it get better than that, Steve?
No, it doesn't. Boy, that is inspired.
That's Def Leppard, Tesla, and REO Speedwagon at Lakewood tonight.
They've called this guy the Southern Springsteen, which is kind of a weird thing to say. You know, I wonder if they call Springsteen the Northern Patterson Hood.
Oh, that's interesting. I think maybe Bruce would like that. You never know. Bruce is a very open mind and really likes artists like Patterson Hood. But Patterson is doing a show at Eddie's Attic, which is a big deal. I do want to note that it's sold out. People have known about it for a long time, but he is supporting his new album that's coming out in September called Heat Lightning Rumbles from the Distance. So if you have tickets, you are very lucky. But if you don't have tickets, you can actually stream the album right now on Rolling Stone. So if you just Google that, that's a cool thing. But he's been writing these songs and is very excited to perform them live.
A couple of friends on this beautiful trail saw the sun slide down behind a mountain in these great cascades.
That's Patterson Hood at Eddie's Attic tonight.
I said, nah, nah, honey, I'm good. I can have another.
Here comes a pop music fest. A good duo, Andy Grammer and Train, coming to Verizon Wireless Amphitheater. And you probably know Andy Grammer. I know you, Oh No, Honey, I'm Good, which is a huge song, and he's become a really big pop star.
Love that video. To watch.
And also Train coming to town. They had so many hits. Meet Virginia, Hey Soul Sister. But interesting, they love Led Zeppelin, and they do a lot of Led Zeppelin covers. And I got to give it to them. They sound pretty darn great. If even the Zeppelin purists, I know people may be thinking, Train doing Zeppelin. No, but they pull it off.
Yeah, Pat Monahan,
yeah,
before he was in Train, before he became successful, was the singer in a Led Zeppelin cover band.
So, and he sounds great. I mean, he can hit the high notes like Robert Plant.
Yeah, you can hear Robert Plant in a lot of their songs.
For sure, for sure. So that'll be a good lineup. And Andy Grammer's new single, Fresh Eyes, you'll hear that live. He recently debuted that on the Today Show. So that should be a very fun double bill. That's Andy Grammer and Train at Verizon Wireless Amphitheater on Saturday night.
You know, we talk about musical royalty. We've talked about the king of funk and the queen of funk and the queen of soul. And I suspect there might be a debate over whether Loretta Lynn is the queen of country music.
I would give that to her. She is back on the road. I mean, she's been doing innovative things. I loved how she stepped out and did work with Jack White, which was way cool. She wears those big poofy dresses. She's become somewhat of a gay icon, the coal miner's daughter. And if you're looking at her, you're looking at country.
Yeah, oh, sure. Full Circle is her new album. It's the first album she's done since the one she did with Jack White several years ago. And Elvis Costello sings on it. Willie Nelson is on it. And she's basically redone a lot of her old hits.
My baby's a slang, cause he ain't that he won't cat around with a kitty. I'm here to tell you, gal, to let
brought him up to date. So it's like a greatest hits revisited.
She's something else. That's Loretta Lynn at the Gainesville Botanical Garden on Saturday night. While we're talking about classic country, let's talk a little bit about some more current country. Brandi Clark is an artist who has become very, very popular. This is only her second or third album, and she really pulls from her own personal heartache on her recent album. It's all about growing up in a small town and the loss of her father, and she's got a big voice, and she's quite a songwriter.
Yeah, she's written for Reba McEntire, Miranda Lambert, Casey Musgraves, Toby Keith, Sheryl Crow she was with, Keith Urban. So she's well established as a songwriter, and now she's stepping out.
It's pretty cool. So yeah. Take a listen to the song that she wrote about her dad called Since You've Gone to Heaven. It's very, very moving. And I think country fans who are not hip to her should definitely get to the show, because she is really someone on the rise and someone to watch.
More and more like you, but he won't talk about you till he's had a few.
That's Brandi Clark at Terminal West on Saturday night.
Samara, I want to thank you for turning me on to two new things I was not aware of in this next item on the list. And one is the venue, the grocery on Home Street in Ormwood Park. I had never heard of before. We can talk about that. And this Nordic duo called My Bubba.
Well, I will say the show is sold out. Okay, I checked that out. So if you go to the Facebook page, I would definitely keep in mind. Now, it's a small venue. It's almost like a little house. It's a pretty unique place. They don't have that many shows there, but I would definitely recommend following Grocery on Home on Facebook, because then you can get all the updates of the shows that they have. But yeah, they're a Swedish-Icelandic duo. And they're kind of minimalist, they're folk rock, they have great harmonies, and they're developing a pretty big following, like an artsy, fartsy following, but I'm good with that. I think they're just terrific. Their lyrics are playful.
I've given up the
And My Bubba is named after them. My is her real name is Me, but they say My because it's spelled that way. And Bubba is the other one.
Pretty cool.
It sounds like they're from North Florida, but they're not. They're from, as you say, Iceland and Sweden.
That's My Bubba at Grocery on Home on Saturday night.
You and I both love the show Nashville.
Yeah.
There's a duo, a country duo out of Athens, that should be on Nashville.
Well,
they scream Nashville to
they
me.
They scream Nashville because they're a married couple. They went to UGA, Zach and Allison Laughlin, and they have a band called Laughlin, and they are just getting started.
Yeah, their album The Runaround came out last year. If you want to hear what we're talking about, how they're perfect for Nashville, listen to the song In Love Tonight. It sounds just like the Nashville TV show.
And it's not easy work being a country star. So let's root for them. That's Laughlin at Center Stage on Saturday. So if you love the blues, you're going to get a lot of it. You're going to get it combined with great barbecue. This is like Decatur's big festival season, because you're going to see this barbecue and blues festival, and then the book festival is coming up, but they're doing a lot of great music along with great barbecue. People like Jeff Mosier, Mudcat, Dappled Grays, Randall Bramlett, and Diane Durrett and Soul Sugar.
And the opening act is Sydney Rehm, who is a teenage singer from Decatur who was on The Voice, blind auditions, and made it that far, and did a version of Photograph by Ed Sheeran that will leave you breathless.
So you can keep me inside the pocket of your ripped jeans, holding me closer till eyes meet, and you won't ever be.
So while you're eating your pulled pork and ribs, make sure you check out some of this great music. It's the Decatur Blues and Barbecue Festival happening on Saturday.
Well, I guess that just about wraps it up.
Okay.
I don't think we have any. Oh, wait. Is there one more? Is there one more show?
Okay. I would say people ask me all the time, what's your top five favorite albums? And always in that top five is Dixie Chicks Taking the Long Way. That album to me is a masterpiece, especially that was right after all the comments that Natalie Maines made, and it was the answer to the critics of that. You know, the big song from that was Not Ready to Make Nice, but there were so many other magical songs on that record that I still listen to it and play it out. These ladies, Emily Robeson, Marty McGuire, Natalie Maines, don't even get me started. I've seen them when nobody wanted to see them live and they came to Phillips Arena. I went to that show and I was so moved. Now, I loved them even before the controversy, but when the controversy came, I love them even more because I thought that was a really bold move and they didn't back down from it.
Not one bit.
This show is getting rave reviews, and here's what's interesting about it. They're not supporting an album. It's been 10 years since they've been out on the road, and they just decided to go on tour. Maybe they just, you know, needed some money for private school. I don't care. But people are just, you know, going nuts about this show. And they do, obviously, all their big hits like White Trash Wedding and Love It or Leave It, which is on Taking the Long Way. And you know, they also do a cover of Prince's Nothing Compares to You. And they do a cover of Beyonce's Daddy Lessons, which is essentially like a country song.
There are 24 songs in this concert, and they actually do a bluegrass set in the middle, an acoustic bluegrass set, because the chick started as a bluegrass band.
Sure did.
So, I mean, they cover everything. This is going to be quite a concert.
People know they've seen them at Merlefest, like the old-timey bluegrass people know that this is not like just a country band that, you know, gets their hair blown out and wears a lot of, you know, cowboy boots and sparkles. They are the real deal. Can you tell I'm excited? That's the Dixie Chicks on Sunday night at Verizon Wireless Amphitheater.